We're going to be talking about declaring war on waste. Declaring war on waste. Matthew 25. Say I'm there when you're there. People are struggling in this country. Say other people. Say we good over here. But a lot of people are struggling in this country because our president spent $1 billion to renovate a jet that he shouldn't have took. You know, I said, told our leaders, if I find out our leaders are taking money from people in the pews, or even, but look this way, because I want everybody to know, or even borrowing money, that's automatically dismissal from my leadership team. Automatic. It's a conflict of interest. And you can use position over people to purge their pockets. Automatic dismissal. And he took a plane from people. $48 million on golf. $300 million on a ballroom. A couple billion for Secretary of whatever, DOJ planes. $40 billion to another country. And people didn't even have food in their refrigerator here. The point being, it's not that we don't have money, they just ain't gonna give it to you. Tell your neighbor, if a person can feed you, they can starve you. Tell somebody else, if you give them permission to feed you, they can starve you. In God we trust. Say it again, in God we trust. Because he'll make a way in the wilderness. Amen. He'll give you streams through the desert. Are you following what I'm saying? That's the kind of God we serve. Matthew 25 says, the Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou, you've been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. A lot of people want to go straight to the top. If you on the bottom, you're not qualified for top yet. You work your way up. You know, it's fine to believe for a million, but if you ain't got a 100,000, believe for 10. If you ain't got 10, believe for 1,000. If you ain't got 1,000, believe for 100. Say, work your way up. And then be faithful over that. It's so interesting. One time God was blessing me so good, still is, and he had to check me. No, I give. That ain't no problem. But like, I tell the truth, it was really this morning. Say, tell the truth, shame the devil. No, I gave. It wasn't what he requires of me. See, like, y'all figure out what you're going to give when you get here. God don't do me like that. So, like, you know, I'm not boasting. I'm just simply saying that, and I don't compare, but he'll let me know what the general offering for a person is, and he requires me to do better than that. So he sets my amount. I'm telling the God on the truth. And I got out, I went in the shower feeling kind of bad, and then he made me get right out the shower and do what you were told to do. And he points out to me, Nicole, I've done all this with you doing this. I can't even tell you all the stuff because it ain't your business. But he was pointing out, and I did this while you were doing, and as he challenged me, like last year's offering, this year doubled, not tithes. the offering doubled. So he sets my amount, and I have to give it every week. Every week I have to give it. If it's a program, like we have Faith Week and stuff like that, that don't count. You have to give them services too, and then you still say he's working on something though. So a lot of times people can't explain, they can't understand why God doing what he's doing. Anytime God, look this way, anytime God doing something for somebody else that he's not doing for you, they're doing something you're not doing. But it's there for everybody. He says, enter the joy of the Lord. So when you think about, you got to be faithful over what God give you. So we have to stop squandering, and we got to start stewarding. You got to stop overspending. Look this way. They care nothing about people getting food stamps. They didn't care nothing about them getting SNAP. Some people need the money benefits. I think it's like 4 to 6 million veterans or military people on food stamps, SNAP. SNAP, this, you get the food stamps and then you get a stipend. Some people, they need that. They counting on that. And ain't nothing wrong with it if you qualify for it. Don't be prideful. If you qualify, you go get it. I say, if you qualify for it, you better swallow your pride and go get it until God give you other. And the way you change that is being faithful. But they didn't care about them people not having food, utility subsidies. They don't care about that stuff. Why did they sign that bill? This ain't politics, but I'm going to give you an education class. Why did they sign that bill? You think they, for some mother? For some elder? You think they signed that? If they did, why did they only do it 60-something days? They only did that because more than half of the American economy is gross. Half of the gross domestic product for the whole year for the country is stimulated in about 45 days, mid-December, mid-November, right now, until the end of the year. And they needed that money in circulation. That's the only reason why they gave it to you, because Robert said, not Robert, maybe it is, maybe you got a business out there, but maybe he's saying, hey, if you don't give these people this money, we going bankrupt. It wasn't for you. But God, so don't let them, well, the point is, don't let them put you in predicaments where you know you could take what you got right now, still have a great Christmas and not break the bank. Say, don't break the bank. They didn't care nothing about you, your grandmama, or your kids. Proverbs 21:20 says, the wise could store up choice food and olives, but the fool gulps theirs down. Meaning some of you are going to get bonuses this year. Right before the end of the year, watch this, don't gulp it down. In January, some people will get $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000. I mean, whatever. I'm talking about, don't gulp it down. You don't have your 3 to 9 months. You don't qualify for no vacation right now. You got a staycation. Because you need, say, don't gulp it down. Don't gulp it down. Don't gulp it down. Meaning, don't spend it all because you got it. You got to exercise some discipline. Luke 6:10-11, whosoever can be trusted with a little can be trusted with much. A lot of these people that we see with a lot of money, it ain't that they don't know how to handle money. That's why they got it. And then you see people, they don't never have none because they don't really know how to handle money. And the worst condition that you can be in is a condition that you don't even know you're in. So we have to be taught how to do it. Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord, for it is he who gives you wealth, the ability to produce. He don't just give you wealth. Now, people misquote that scripture. He do, but primarily this is how he's going to feed you. He gives you the ability to produce. There's an anointing for increase in productivity on your life if you'll work what your daddy gave you. I ain't talking about your natural daddy. I'm talking about your spiritual daddy. Maybe I am talking about your natural daddy, but you got produce on you, but you're gleaning for what somebody else producing. Because sometimes we don't realize we have the ability in us to do something. So we just sit and wait. So financial stress isn't just about income. It's about stewardship. You have to learn how to budget. When God blesses us, he expects you to manage what you got well. Say, manage it well. Don't squander on impulses. I mean, you think about it. Technically, you could spend $30 a day on coffee and lunch. That's $150 a week, $600 a month, $7,200 a year. And then you say, I don't have no retirement. I don't have nothing on store. I don't have my 3 to 6 months. Stay out of Starbucks and stay out Chick-fil-A lines. Because I hear some of y'all talking about, stay out of Starbucks, stay out of Chick-fil-A lines. You ain't got nothing in your storehouse. But I prophesy, God, your storehouse won't be empty if you do what I'm telling you. God's going to fill your storehouse. He's going to give you the ability to fill your storehouse if you don't squander it away. So budgeting ain't bondage. I feel like I'm in bondage. No, you undisciplined. You're not disciplined. What's the use in having it if you can't enjoy it? Don't enjoy it all. I had to tell somebody, and I helped them, but that was the last time. And this is how the conversation went, money. No man saves his money to pay another man's bills. I said, this is your last time. And he caught the revelation. He done bought hot cars, house, doing well. Say, nobody saves for somebody else's emergencies. Productivity is on you. How do we declare war on waste? Stop treating overspending like it's comfort. It's covenant violation. That's why he says if you don't do well with it, he don't give it to you. It's covenant violation when you waste money, right? And then people have the veracity to say, I can't tithe. Girl, you spend $500 a month on your nails and feet and head. Did I hear a cricket? You say, ain't got no tithe money. Ain't got no food. You spend $500, your head ate your food. Don't look at nobody and say, turn it into a fast, baby. Just turn it into a fast. Budgeting is a spiritual discipline. Budgeting denies impulses. It denies flesh. Structure produces surplus. I didn't know this. I didn't know this stuff really until I was in my 30s. And nobody, I think God taught me. Church people didn't teach me. God, let me back up. God used my boss to force me into it. He's an E8, I'm an E6. He said, today after work, we are going to see a financial advisor, and you are going to start an investment plan. You hear that language? It wasn't no option. It's my money. I could have said, you can't make me do this. Now, none of the church people, many of them who had, and they were much older, ever sought us down to teach this mother. So which one of them is exercising that they care about me? He taught me and said, you're going to do this and you're going to put this amount in. And that started to change my thinking. How many of y'all opened up your brokerage accounts and your investment plans like I told you if you didn't have one? Right? If you didn't have one, you still got time. Time is your best friend. Getting some little bit of crypto. That's where the world is going. They talking about it ain't going to go nowhere. I guarantee you, because that's how the Antichrist going to rule the world. It's through one world currency. And it's crypto or something similar. And when the world switches to, listen, look at me, when the world switches to one currency, it ain't if the Antichrist is in the earth, he or she is grown. And they are in political position of power at that time. See, you done made me go somewhere else. And then stuff gonna go really fast. That's okay. See, I'm saved. I'm ready to go anywhere. That's how it's gonna work, Jasmine. And you heard it here first. So you can't be, you can't, you won't be able to use, you can't act when God gets you before him in heaven. You ain't gonna be able to look stupid. Because he done, I'm telling you right now, I ain't making this up. I'm telling you how it's gonna work. That's how it's gonna work. So you got to declare on war on waste, repent from reckless habits. If you don't repent from them, you don't see no problem with them, and you're going to keep doing them. Look this way. You got to repent from reckless habits. That's number one. You got to invite the spirit of wisdom into your finances. I told you God taught me. He used a man to push me into it initially, and then he taught me. That's the spirit of wisdom that done that. And I'm giving the stuff I'm giving to this church every single Sunday, people pay for it in seminars. A lot of money. I know because we got a friend that's done made millions off of it. Not millions, probably hundreds at this point. And I ain't exaggerating. We was trying to get her out here. She was too much. After you done gave her all them discounts on watching them kids. Don't look at nobody. Just say, girl, bye. Nobody giving you that amount of money, all the stuff we done did for you with your rich self. At least you got it. So 10, 10, 80. 10 in savings, 10 tithing, and then you spend the 80%. 10 incorporates your investments and your savings, 10 your tithe, and 10, 80. You spend that, you'll do well in life. I was trying to find something. You can stand to your feet. I'm going to read this to you real quick. Because some of you are going to go through some sudden income shifts. Say big money. Hey, I'm not trying to get you to shout. I'm telling you. I'm prophesying to you. I'm telling you. Some of you going to go through some big income shifts. You can't be no dummy with it. You can't take it from God. That well will dry up so quick, darling. It'll dry up so quick. Because the minute that he give it to you, based off of a request that he put in your heart and you prayed it and it happens, the minute that you hold out on him, he dries that well up. He don't have no need for you. Because somehow your economic shift is tied to what he needs you to do for the kingdom and other people. So you can't be reckless with your paychecks. You got to be quick to give. You got to be able to set yourself up to where, based off of what God give you, you should know when it's time for you to retire. You don't want to, unless God tell you to, you don't want to be working till you're dead. You have to educate yourself on money. How many of y'all ever look at the stuff or even pay attention to an opportunity to prosper other than Pastor trying to take our money? Pastor ain't trying to take your money, I promise you. You can keep it, we'll still be, the lights will still be on next month. They'll still be on next year. 5 years from now. I'm not trying to go off on nobody. I'm just telling you, 10 years from now, we'll still be able to pay the lease. I'm telling you. Now, you digest that a little bit. You got to learn how to spot traps when people are trying to take your money. And sometimes traps are people. Oh, my God. I should charge y'all for this. Not money. Charge. You have to run with people. You have to know when people are traps. Meaning that all the money that you done put in them, their life should be better by now. It would not, because they are money pit. Their life is a trap. It's an economic trap. So you got to stop throwing money into it. That's your retirement money. That's your retirement money. You got to stop lavish spending. There's a woman with a beautiful African purse that she made under $100. Same quality as the ones, and they put them up there. Same quality as the Michael Kors and the other ones, everything else. Some of y'all got a culture shock when you realize that your $2,000 purse was made by the same people who was making a knockout purse. And they shipped your purse to Italy and sewed a tab in it, but it was made by the same material and the same people, and you paid $1,900 more. With your smart self, say stop lavish spending. You're not ready for escalate. Get a Ford. You don't need the trunk to pop. You're young enough. Walk around there and open the trunk. Don't let people put personal pressure on you. Meaning, I ain't doing it because you're doing it. I'm doing it because I want to do it. But just because you got it, I had to make y'all stand up because it's hot and y'all going to sleep. Cut the air on. But I ain't nowhere near finished. I'll give y'all the rest next week. Clap your hands. As the under-shepherd of this house, I decree that you're going through an economic shift. Where not only will God empower you, embolden you with resources, the wisdom of God is going to teach you in this hour where you should be putting it. You're going to catch up economically. On a human time scale, you're behind. On heaven's time scale, you're not behind. He's going to catch you up. Through all the waste, all the swander, all the money you've went through, somehow God is going to find a way to position you towards the end to where you're still going to live good. And Father God, I decree the windows of heaven be open over your people. Pour out opportunities, emboldening abilities. Let someone use their time, their talent, their influence, their resources, their abilities to bless the people of God's life. In Jesus' name, give somebody a high five and say, your favor just started. You should go out tomorrow and try to test this. You should try to go out tomorrow and try to test this. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. You should go out tomorrow and try to test this. You should go out next week and try to test this. I'm telling you. These are the ways you can give if you want to give. Follow the direction of the ushers.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your
life. You should sing that with that song.
I believe that it's my time. God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen.
and you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it. God, He's working a miracle just for me.
People are standing in line to get into this church to hear the word of God. Every seat is filled in every service with expectations of manifestations of signs, wonders, and miracles. Sunday morning service at 11 o'clock. Wednesday evening service at 7 o'clock. And any other service that we might have. We are 100% tithe givers. And because of it, every member of this church is healed, healthy, blessed, and prosperous. And we are reaching Colorado Springs and the nations with the gospel through our prayers and support. For this is a prosperous year for us. The windows of heaven have been opened, and the doors of defeat have been, for this is a prosperous year for us. The windows of heaven have been opened, and the doors of defeat have been, for this is a prosperous year for us. The windows of heaven have been opened, and the doors of defeat have been, and my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus.